The Humboldt Transit Authority's $38 million state grant for a fleet of hydrogen-fueled buses includes associated infrastructure, and permits for fueling stations have gotten local approval. At its September 10th meeting, the Eureka Planning Commission unanimously approved a coastal development permit for the project located at the HTA facility on V Street in Eureka. It consists of two gas station-like hydrogen fuel pumps in the HTA's existing fueling island, a public fueling dispenser along First Street, an 18,000-gallon above-ground liquid hydrogen storage tank, a hydrogen gas compression and storage system, and a range of related site improvements. Senior planner Chris Lohefner described the HTA's new technology and how it will displace a building that's antique, but not in a condition to be deemed historic.
In 2023, HTA was awarded a $38 million grant through the state's Transportation Agency's Transit and Intercity Rail Capital Program to support the transition to a zero-emission fleet by purchasing a bunch of hydrogen fuel cell electric buses and developing this project. One of the first project components is the demolition of the building at 104 W Street. It is an old building built in 1896 and highlighted in Eureka's Green Book, An Architectural View. Formerly a residence, the structure was converted into an office building in 1985 by Utility Tree Service. Due to the age of the building, a cultural resources technical report was produced in 2025, which describes substantial alterations over the years that has compromised the historical integrity of the building, essentially rendering it ineligible for local or national registries. The building also contains lead and asbestos, which will be removed during demolition.
The storage tank will provide fuel for HTA's new hydrogen fleet, which will consist of 10 to 15 new buses. Last spring, the first bus arrived and is in a testing phase. The rest will follow over the next 2 years. Lohefner described how the risks of hydrogen fuel storage have been analyzed.
A variety of potential hazards were analyzed, and risks to flooding and tsunami were shown to be insignificant. Similarly, projected sea level rise is not expected to have any negative impacts over the lifespan of the project, given the elevation of the site. And HTA is currently working on a broader master plan for their whole facility that will look at longer-term sea level rise vulnerability and adaptation strategies. With respect to hydrogen safety, the hydrogen fueling station will not create new sources of odors, explosion risks, or environmental contamination. Hydrogen is a non-toxic, odorless gas, liquid, and unlike gasoline or diesel, does not produce lingering vapors or liquid spills. It disperses rapidly in open air, making sustained accumulation highly unlikely. While hydrogen is indeed flammable, ignition requires a very narrow concentration range combined with an ignition source, conditions that are prevented by the safety designs, continuous monitoring, and automatic shutoff systems that will be implemented as part of this project.
The project team includes several local and non-local consulting companies and experts. Jerome Kiriazzi, an HTA planner and the project manager, said the team ranges from a large-scale consulting firm to those based at Cal Poly Humboldt and in Eureka.
The design builder for the hydrogen fueling station is a company, Linde Engineering North America. They're a very large multinational industrial gas supplier and engineering firm. And they have well over 100 years of experience in constructing not only hydrogen fueling stations, but industrial gas supply stations for a variety of different uses. Their equipment and engineering has been used in over almost half of the hydrogen fueling stations that are operating currently in California. So they have a lot of their equipment and expertise in the state currently operating as well. And then we also have the Schatz Energy Research Center at Cal Poly Humboldt. They have about 30 years of hydrogen experience, and they are our owner's engineer. We're very excited and lucky to have an entity like that in our own backyard. And we also have the Hydrogen Safety Panel. They're a nonprofit entity under the Pacific Northwest National Labs, and they have decades of experience reviewing specifically hydrogen fueling station projects, and they will be reviewing this project as well and making sure the design builder is doing the best that they can on the safety side of things.
Kiriazi added that there is, quote, very low potential, but the potential for hydrogen gas to be inside a built environment. He said due to that, the project team includes LDA partners and the Eureka-based GHD engineers whose code compliance expertise will, quote, make sure the risk is very low on this project. The permit and the project's environmental review were approved with added conditions, including salvaging of the demolished building's old-growth redwood framing to the maximum extent possible. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.